Jerry, Jerry Fountain, Fountan, 10/30/61. He was seen 7/5. It's a 63-year-old gentleman comes in to get a prescription for his amlodipine. He's concerned that he took his amlodipine last week for his blood pressure, and it was expired, period. He's had no chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, hematemesis, seizure, convulsion, period, and paragraph. Patient blood pressure is still controlled with the quote-unquote expired amlodipine, period. In the paragraph, I explained to the patient that sometimes the expiration dates are really not correct, and if the patient's medication is kept in a cool, dark place, they should last a lot longer, but nevertheless, it's best to get a new prescription right away, period. In the paragraph, family history, none reported. In the paragraph, last blood work, 2018. In the paragraph, he needs blood work done but wants to wait. The paragraph, medication, amlodipine, 2.5 milligram once a day, period. New paragraph, social, doesn't smoke. He smokes, but he doesn't drink alcohol, doesn't use drugs. Next one is medical problems, hypertension. Next one is surgical problem, none. Next one is an exam. He's alert, he's awake. He also had some left leg numbness last week, but it's better now. He's had history of back problems and may have been related to it, but has not had any history of TIA. We talked about this at length today. Allergy, none. 669 pounds, 97.8, 98, 17, 96, 146/97. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs, clear abdomen, soft neck, shows nash, or mucosal condition, looks good, non-focal. Number one, hypertension. Number two, restart amlodipine. Number three, when his blood pressure was, when he ran out of his medication and took the expired medication, his blood pressure shot up to 170 over 117. Next number told him it's much better to get medications on a regular basis. Next number told him that with that kind of blood pressure, he's in the stroke range, and never ever let that blood pressure, his blood pressure, go up that high. Next number, he promises not to do that. Next number is the leg numbness may have been related to vascular spasm and his blood pressure increase. Next number is I asked him to come back to get a carotid ultrasound next week. Next number is I'd like to recheck his blood work, but he wants to wait. Next number. Given his long-standing history of hypertension, I'd like to make sure he doesn't have any calcification in his carotid artery. He might need a CTA. Also, I'd like to recheck his cholesterol and also check his aorta. And this will be then via ultrasound on an outpatient basis as soon as he comes in to make an appointment. Next time, never ever stop taking your medication. Long discussion with patient at length before leaving. Thank you.